What's good?
Welcome back to Co-Signed. If you're new here, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Sam. We're your hosts of this very real, raw, and hilarious podcast.
You're gonna love it.
So go ahead,
grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine,
whatever your vice is,
and let's get into it.
It's Tuesday.
No, it's not. It's Wednesday.
It's just kidding. Don't lie to these people. All right, guys. Today, we actually, since our last two-part episode was a little heavier, we decided to do something that me and Mackenzie actually talk about a lot.
If you've listened to any other episodes.
Yeah, so today we're going to dive into cancel culture, the pros and cons, things we do and don't agree with. Of course, this is our opinion, but
yes,
this isn't science, okay?
this purely opinion-based, I think anything revolving cancel culture is all opinion-based.
Absolutely. And there are a couple things that have been canceled that I do agree right. with. And then there have been some things where I'm like, really? This is a little bit of
this
a
is
stretch.
Like you've taken it too far.
You know, like you're really looking for something to be mad about.
Right.
So we both got two different definitions. So I'm going to give you the definition of cancel culture according to Yahoo News. Cancel culture entails a driven effort to retract support for the said figure or business, which has said or done something objectionable, until they apologize or go underground, which is to say, basically disappear from sight.
Right. I actually looked up the Urban Dictionary definition, and according to Urban Dictionary, cancel culture is a modern internet phenomenon where a person is ejected from influence or fame by questionable actions. It is caused by a critical mass of people who are quick to judge and slow to question. It is commonly caused by an accusation, whether that accusation has merit or not. It is a direct result of the ignorance of people caused communication technologies outpacing the growth and available knowledge of a person. Fundamentally, cancel culture is about shame.
Yes. Oh, I
which I agree with, because if you've spent any time on social media, mm-hmm. you've probably heard of cancel culture, and mm-hmm. you've probably seen, or hopefully not have been a part of, the people that have been canceling, you know, sometimes famous people, sometimes normal people, and or things that you find offensive. And like Sam said, like there are some things or people that have been canceled that I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta go. And then some people, some things I'm like, eh, too much.
This is a stretch.
Too much.
I had read a blog and I really, really loved this. So there was a blog that this woman wrote and she talked about the difference, because sometimes people say, well, cancel culture is basically boycotting. And right. that's not true. Okay. So she compared boycotting versus cancel culture. So boycotting is the passive act of avoiding certain celebrities or brands one personally disagrees with. It's just you boycotting and that's it. Like you don't use it or you don't listen or whatever. Cancel culture involves a choice group of people who are actively obsessed with causing harm, and they won't be happy with just not using that brand or simply unfollowing it. They want the brand or person to just die off completely.
Yeah.
Big difference.
There's a huge difference. I actually read, so there's this woman, her name's Loretta Ross, and she actually teaches a class called White Supremacy, Human Rights, and Calling In the Calling Out Culture. And she is a visiting professor at Smith College. And this is a direct quote from her. So this is not me. This is from Loretta Ross herself. And she said, people get canceled all the time because they've done stupid things, whether or not they deserve to be canceled. I asked the question of, should we ever watch Bill Cosby anymore? He did things that were horrible and he's in prison for them. But at the same time, I have to acknowledge that if his show were to come on, I'd probably still watch it because there's a whole ensemble of cast members. But if he produced something new right now, I probably would not. We have to right. nuance these things because nobody is perfect. End quote.
Right. Yeah, because when you boycott a show based on one person, and I actually have another example related to that, you're affecting the entire cast. Okay.
Right.
You're not just affecting that one person. You're affecting all the people that had nothing to do with it. One of the like biggest examples is House of Cards. I watch House of Cards from start to finish. Kind of want to do a little backstory, the start of cancel culture. So in 2017, it became mainstream as part of the Me Too movement, talking about cancel culture,
right,
when a multitude of Hollywood A-listers faced criticism over allegations of sexual harassment and abuse, and some were then, quote-unquote, canceled.
Right.
The best example is House of Cards. So Kevin Spacey mm-hmm. was canceled from the last season. Okay. They killed him off.
Spoiler.
Sorry. They basically found a way to take him out of the show after these allegations came on so they could do the last season and kind of close it off. But you have to remember, Kevin Spacey was the face of this show.
Right.
Okay. He made the show. And he was canceled after multiple allegations of sexual misconduct, mm-hmm. which I totally agree with. You know, he should be punished for that if that is a true accusation. But at the same time, the show suffered. Okay. The last season was not as good as it could have been with him in it. That was a huge controversy. And I even remember when all this stuff came out with Kevin Spacey, Netflix completely took House of Cards for a while.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because, and I even remember saying, like, to my dad, because my dad followed this show, and I was like, regardless of the allegations, this is a good show, and I'm upset.
And you know, the most comparable thing I have, at least for me, that's relevant to a similar comparison is everything with Michael Jackson. And we've talked yes. about this before. It's hard for me to... It's not hard for me, actually. I won't say it's hard for me. It's hard for me to understand why some people can't separate his, like, music and that. Because there's no denying that he's talented. But then sometimes, I'm not even going to lie, sometimes when, you know, his song comes on shuffle on my phone, I'm like, oh, should I be listening to him because of everything? And that's why I dislike cancel culture, to be honest. I mean, do you not feel like it's gotten out of hand?
It's definitely gotten out of hand, and I think that...
I mean, because...
The problem for me is I can appreciate talent regardless. Like, right. his acting or his music, like, has nothing to do with this. Like, I don't have to support this action to like the music or like the show.
Right. But then there's some people who will argue, well, you supporting his music is, like, fueling this. This shows him that there's no, like, consequence. And... That's why, like, me personally, and I've said this before in another episode, I hate cancel culture because technically canceled comes from, like, television, right? Like, oh, this right. show is canceled. It's never coming back. But if people come back, are they really canceled or are they just, like, suffering consequences? Because there's a difference between
right.
someone facing consequences for an action versus completely being canceled.
Right. And especially with like House of Cards, I was so into that show. Okay, look, let me just, for the record, I completely disagree with the allegations against Kevin Spacey. I believe he should pay for them if they are true, and everyone else that has allegations like this. But right. for me, the gray area comes to where, am I still allowed to appreciate talent?
Right. That's what, yeah.
Because it's really hard for me, like, I don't have to agree with something that someone's doing and I can think that they deserve repercussions.
And I can still enjoy their show or I can still... Because right. technically he's not Kevin Spacey in the show. He's playing a character in the show. Right. So you enjoy his acting and playing that character.
That's what I'm saying. And their group of actors or a whole other group of people working that you also appreciate watching. And when this happened, all those people suffer too.
Yeah.
That's what we have to remember. And you know, with the controversy, I was reading one of the biggest controversial things with cancel culture that people are saying is that, well, cancel culture is great because it's giving a voice to silent people. But it's also, there's another side where people are like, you're completely taking away and restricting free speech.
I feel like a broken record when I say this, but, and I feel like it's so cliche, but we're human. So people make mistakes, and even children learn from mistakes. And if someone's going to come and say, well, you're not children, they're grown ass people. I get that.
Right.
But as human nature and human evolution, are we not allowed to learn from a negative behavior without, again, like I said, like it's a consequence, and they should face the consequences. It just, there's too many gray areas for me. It comes for too much of people's, like, livelihood. Like, it's literally public shaming.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what it is, like, but to a degree that it's, like, detrimental.
I really think that's my problem with it, is because it doesn't feel more like justice. It feels more like, who can I shame today? Whose career can I end today?
Right. Yeah, I agree. It almost just feels like a big bully.
And, you know,
it's like, how many times can I get on the internet and tell someone that they're a piece of trash? Like, how many times can I do it? Retweet this, to, you know, and whatever.
And like we said in our very first episode ever, you think you're real big and bad behind the keyboard.
Right, keyboard thugs.
Okay. So, like, a couple examples, because we hear about all the famous people, but there mm-hmm. are so many non-famous people that this has affected and ruined their lives. So there have been TV shows in the United States that have been pulled off the air because of on-screen portrayals of the police. Writers have also lost their jobs or resigned at noteworthy publications mm-hmm. over just their controversial views of things. And then you have non-celebrities are also being implicated. A Boeing executive, so if you don't know what Boeing is, it's an airplane company.
Yeah.
My uncle actually works for them. So a Boeing executive resigned over a 33-year-old article asserting that women should not participate in combat. So I wanted to bring that up because this man made a statement 33 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like people have become so offended by everything, but you have to remember what was going on 33 years ago. Okay. Are you the same person that you were 5 years ago?
Right.
10 years ago?
Right.
Okay. This was 33 years ago, and this man had to resign from his job over something he said 3 decades ago, and his opinion might be totally different now.
Right, like people aren't allowed to change and evolve. Like, that's why I have a problem with it, because it's almost like, who can dig up the most dirt from someone's past? Like, we're doing too much, like, digging into stuff that might not even be relevant to that person's personality anymore, or like how they feel and their views and values, and all for what? Just to have someone resign from their job because they're being depicted as someone who's like sexist.
But you have to think, 33 years ago, it wasn't normal for women to go to combat.
Right.
It was a totally different time. So I'm 30 years old. Okay. If I think about when I was 20 to now, I'm not even close to the same person. And
right.
You're talking about something 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem with it.
Yeah.
It's a reach. It's too far of a reach for me. And it honestly, I'm going to bring up Jimmy Fallon. We're talking about stuff that happened a long time ago. I mean, how much joy has Jimmy Fallon brought? He's hilarious. Jimmy Fallon was part of the cancel culture of 2020. He was canceled in 2020 when a video of him doing a Chris Rock impersonation on Saturday Night Live became viral because he was wearing blackface.
Mm.
Okay. The footage was from the year 2000. Okay. So 21 years ago. But soon the hashtag Jimmy Fallon is over party was on trending topics, and the TV host didn't avoid the subject. Fallon said it was a terrible decision and there were no excuses. He apologized, and his post got, you know, all kinds of different opinions. But the thing is I've watched Jimmy Fallon for years and years and years. I do not think that he's racist. So you're going back to the year 2000, 21 years ago.
Again, I don't 2 decades.
Right. And I don't agree with the script. But at the same time, it's like, this is the only thing you could find on this.
But here's the thing.
His whole career.
I don't agree with blackface at all. And I don't agree
right.
with, like, I'm sure the script, like, I don't know it. I didn't see that episode of Saturday Night Live. But it's not like these people single-handedly write everything. Like, these things have to be approved, too. And mm-hmm. if Jimmy Fallon's getting canceled, then SNL needs to get canceled, too. That's how I feel about it. Because
yeah.
you can't have one without the other. Like, he didn't
right.
just surprise them and go on air and do that. Like, there's probably plenty of people who knew that that was happening. I don't agree with blackface. I probably wouldn't agree with the script. Again, I don't know it. But
right.
Is that to say that he can't come back and be a different person 21 years now and be like, you know what? Like, he acknowledged it. He addressed it. And that probably still wasn't good enough for a lot of people.
And he even said, I'm wrong. I was wrong. And I'm glad that you held me accountable.
Right.
But it's like, how are you going to get canceled in 2021 for something that happened in 2000?
Yeah.
Even if I think that he shouldn't have done it.
Right. Does that negate like what he's doing now and the person he is now? I don't feel like it should.
It's just such a gray area.
If we're talking about people and things, I'd like to list just a few things that I found and people that cancel culture has come for. And a lot of these have happened within the last year or so, probably 2 years. Obviously, we know celebrities like Colin Kaepernick. He was canceled because of kneeling, and he had every right to do that. So that these some of these I completely agree with. So I do agree with what Colin was standing for. I understand why he was doing it. So Mike Lindell, who's actually the CEO of MyPillow,
read that too.
Chris Harrison, obviously, he's the host of the Bachelor franchise. He was actually canceled for trying to defend someone, but apparently his defense was not up to par with what people thought it should have been, and they canceled him for that. Jimmy Fallon, obviously. Kevin Hart, if we remember a few years ago, people were trying to cancel him because of some homophobic things that he said in a stand-up show many, many years ago. J.K. Rowling, author of Harry Potter, if you didn't know who that was. She is canceled for just having an opinion about certain things. Eminem, Ellen DeGeneres was a recent one. And then
heartbreaking.
And then it's gone to the point where dead presidents are now being canceled. President Washington, President Lincoln, and President Jefferson, former U.S. presidents, have been wiped from San Francisco public schools after the school board decided to rename 44 schools that had, quote, ties to racism and dishonorable legacies, end quote. And there have also been a few other, like, influencers and normal people to have been canceled, such as, you know, Jeffree Star, James Charles, Manny MUA, Lara Lee. Like, if you know any of these YouTubers or influencers, you'll know who I'm talking about. But those are some people that have been canceled, but it doesn't stop at people. Like, it's not just people that are, like, cancel culture is coming for. It's coming for, like, brands and inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. Like SoulCycle, they came for SoulCycle. Like, cartoon characters are being canceled. Like, they are being canceled on Twitter specifically. People have been using a specific hashtag to voice their concerns regarding the content of these cartoons. And I'm going to name a few, and you're going to probably have some sort of feelings. Chase from Paw Patrol, because he's the police dog. Patrick from SpongeBob.
What?
Pepe Le Pew, because she promotes a rapist culture. Mrs. Piggy. Angelica from Rugrats, because they said that she was a Karen before Karens were a thing.
Oh my God, stop.
Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Mrs. Fizzle from The Magic School Bus. Peter Pan. And then Sully from Monsters, Inc. And there's, like, so many more. But those were just the ones that I, like, cut deep to my core.
Are y'all really offended, or are you just trying
Why are we offended by a teddy bear wearing like a t-shirt? and a woman driving a magic school bus with children on it? Like, I don't understand. Honestly, like, I don't. And I get, like, don't get me wrong, the Peter Pan thing, like, the original Peter Pan. The original cartoon depicted things in a negative light. People, specifically a race, in a negative light.
Yeah.
Do I think the entire... if you're going to cancel Peter Pan, then you should just take the original cartoon out, because the other ones don't do that.
Right.
So if it's just the original version of the cartoon, I understand. And I understand people are saying, like, well, this is what children are learning, and this is the problem with society now. Like, all these people watch this and then grow up and have certain views. I understand all that, but if it is something that you don't want your children to watch, then don't let them watch it.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like, we as parents or people, adults, have
in control of the situation.
Right, we're in control to buy it or not, to show it or not.
And let me just throw this out.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever listened to this podcast knows how pro black rights we are, how pro LGBTQ we are. Like, it's just, some of these are such a far stretch for me. And I think, like you said, like the Peter Pan one, I do think should be pulled. One of the biggest cancel culture things that I know has been extremely controversial is Dr. Seuss. So I think the biggest thing for me with Dr. Seuss is that people need to understand that they are not pulling all of Dr. Seuss's books. Okay? Yeah. From my research, the books that have been pulled, in my personal opinion, deserve to be pulled. Okay. There is a Dr. Seuss book. And the actual picture in the book has a group of white men and has a whole stadium of black individuals. And the phrase on it says, by a word that I hate. That book should be pulled. And if you're offended by that, it's stupid, because why would you even want your children reading
Absolutely.
That? They're blatantly racist, sexist things that when I see them and I'm like, oh yeah, well get rid of that. I want to see that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But see, and then here's the thing, like Dr. Seuss, like the company completely, like they didn't fight it. They didn't do anything. They're like, you know what? You're completely right. Like being pulled. Like they didn't, to my knowledge, unless you saw something different, yeah. I never saw them try to defend it in any way. They just were like, you know what? Like we hear you.
Right. And that's what I mean. There are things like that. Like, absolutely. Get that shit off the shelf. I don't want my kid to ever accidentally see that. But then you've got things like cartoons.
Or the book that I showed you, the As Long As I'm Living, My Baby You'll Be. Like, I feel like people who are mad about that, it's like, moms can't love their kids and when they're adults. Like, I'm so confused. Like, why are we so offended by a book that basically has a mom rocking her child from infant to when she's old and he's an adult? Like, no one's really rocking their adult child. I don't believe so. But this is a book, hopefully, a book depicting how long a mother will, like, you'll always be your mother's child. Like, I feel like that book isn't worthy of being canceled. And even like I was on TikTok and there was people saying how like moms, like mothers aren't really, some people feel like mothers shouldn't be called mothers. They should be called birthers, because mothers implies that it's just like a female thing. And what about, you know, anyone else who you may have transitioned to female there? I feel like you can be a mother or a father no matter what you identify as.
Exactly.
And I feel like just trying to cancel, right? Like trying to cancel specific words, or like breastfeeding versus chest feeding, like stuff like that. Like that's a stretch for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it's just really toxic. Like my personal opinion on cancel culture, apart from just like hating it, I feel like calling out bad behavior, now that's important. I don't want to like steer away from that. Like that is important. But a culture that encourages people to be like quick to cancel and reluctant to forgive, I feel like that's dangerous.
It is. And it's very toxic.
It like creates an environment that doesn't allow anybody at all to correct their behavior, because they should have just known better. You know, like, I don't feel like anyone is born with the answers, and we all are learning from each other. And if I say something or do something that is wrong in your opinion, voice that opinion in a loving or nice way and let me learn from that. Like, let me learn that way.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like mistakes, like, without sounding overplayed, are what make you human, you know, and it's how you grow and how you develop. And like, I'm just going to end it, my opinion, with this. I feel like any sort of attention, negative or positive, is still attention. And us canceling people, especially these celebrities or these brands or whatever, us canceling and giving them all this attention and talking about them, like you're trending them on social media, you're giving them attention, whether it's positive or negative, it's not really canceling. It's almost like a contradiction, because people who are come across the trend or come across the hashtag or whatever it is are going to be interested, and they're going to want to go and look at these people or look at these trends or look at these things, which is still giving this person or these brands attention. Like, it's not really canceling. Right. Like, canceling to me would be like, just stop talking about it.
Exactly.
Like, us promoting it on social media and like, oh, hashtag canceled, hashtag party's over, whatever you want to use, like, it's still attention, and you're trending, which is making them more relevant. You're not really canceling them. So. We're back.
I want to talk about J.K. Rowling, which is a big part of me and Mackenzie because we love Harry Potter so much. So in case you guys didn't know, the famous author of the Harry Potter series has faced backlash for voicing her fears that the push for transgender rights will ultimately endanger women's rights. It wasn't the first time people accused her of being transphobic, and even, which I didn't know this, even Emma Watson and Rupert Grint from Harry Potter expressed that they disagreed with her on this point on the set. She since defended her comments on her website and joined 150 authors and academics denouncing cancel culture. These actions have only further infuriated her critics, who called for a boycott of her books and for her publisher to stop paying her royalties. Okay, I'm not going to stop watching Harry Potter.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry.
That's just one of those things I can separate. Because to me, the world that she created has nothing to do with her viewpoint on
the LGBTQIA community.
And it's about wizards and witches.
We are pro LGBTQ rights, okay, guys? But I love Harry Potter.
Right.
And this is a stretch for me.
Right. And it's just one of those things. It's like, again, are we not allowed to be able to separate movie or book from herself as a person?
Well, I'm not reading the life of J.K. Rowling. I'm reading Harry Potter, and that's what I care about.
Right.
I mean, like, straight up. Another big one that you talked about, which like broke my heart, was Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
What happened was many people accused Ellen of being very different behind the cameras. It started with a bodyguard saying that she was, quote, the coldest celebrity he had ever worked with. And later, many people who worked on the Ellen DeGeneres show said that it was a toxic environment.
Yeah.
And this led to her cancellation, which is so hard for me to, like, it's imagine. Like,
what do we believe?
But you don't know.
Right, you don't want to discredit these people's feelings either.
And at the same time, like, you know, there are tons of disgruntled employees that didn't do shit at their job and deserve to be fired. Okay, so there's both sides. It's like, okay, it's hard to know who to believe, you know, because there are people who don't do their freaking job and need to be fired. And then there are people who are treated like shit at their job. And it's just, it's so hard to tell because we don't know these people personally. But I remember, like, Ellen being canceled was a huge shock for me because I've always loved Ellen.
Right, and she even just announced that the show after this next season is going to be done. Like, she's going to be done after 19 seasons. 19 seasons. And then you have to kind of look at all sides of it. You can't just, like, run with this group of people saying, jump off the bridge. Are you going to jump off the bridge? Or are you going to, like, evaluate the situation first, you know?
Right.
It's, mm-hmm. Was that bodyguard, was it a bad day for her? Like, I feel like people feel like celebrities, especially and athletes, are supposed to be just on, like, all the time. You know, mm-hmm. Like, they're never allowed to have a bad day. Like, these people are the same as you and me. They just happen to be behind a camera and people taking pictures of them and filming them nonstop.
Right. Like, which so would get I on feel my like nerves anyway.
Right. So I feel like, you know, maybe she was a little cold if it was a bad day. I don't know. Again, we don't know these people personally, like you said. So it's just hard for me to, like, see something and just, like, run with it because I've never just been one to be like, oh, yeah, canceling this, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like when people wanted to cancel Aunt Jemima for, like, the pancake and the syrup. And then they changed it. I forgot what they changed the name to, but it's not any better. It's like, why are we changing? I don't know. Some of it's just too much for me, but
it's such a rabbit hole. And I think for me and you, we have so many friends from different races, cultures, backgrounds, lifestyles, all kinds of stuff.
You and I are very, like, much, like, gung-ho about things that actually, like, truly, truly, truly will make a difference and are about, like, human rights that will increase the quality of life for everyone. And to me, arguing about a toy, like plastic, whether it should just be Mr. or Mrs. or just Potato Head, just no gender, like, that's silly to me.
Another one that you didn't say that I was reading about was Lizzo. So...
What's she do now?
Singer Lizzo has gained huge success this year and has become a role model for many women. often preaching about body positivity and confidence, which we know. However, she's also had a whole load of drama. She was first canceled by Harry Styles fans after a video surfaced on Twitter showing her pretending to grab Harry Styles' butt.
Oh my gosh.
Twitter users attempted to cancel her for sexualizing him without his consent. But this one was pretty stupid because the pair are extremely close.
They're friends. Good friends.
And it also said Lizzo was also canceled again after she gained backlash for promoting a 10-day detox smoothie diet.
Oh my.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Okay.
Give me a break.
I could give a shit less what weight you are. If somebody wants to promote anything health-wise, like just because she looks a certain way does not mean that she can't promote a detox. People do realize that detox is not like her saying, oh, like don't eat. It's literally it's detoxing your body. Like what do you, getting toxins out of your body. And guess what? She probably got paid for it too. And I'd probably do it too.
Exactly.
Let me stack my bread and I'll promote whatever you want me to.
I'm telling you, and that Harry Styles shit is so funny to me because her and Harry Styles are so close. And the backlash was over her pretending.
Like, not even actually. Like, heaven forbid if she would have actually touched a cheek.
God, like, y'all really tripping right now.
That's like people trying to come for him because he wears non-traditional masculine things. Like, I'm like, why are we so concerned about what other people put on their body? Like, does Harry Styles wearing a dress, when you wake up in the morning, does that, like, prevent you from, like, starting your day?
Right.
No. So why are we that concerned? Well, I have a few, since we're talking about just, like, ridiculous things. I was on TikTok, and there was this trend talking about, like, things that cancel culture will probably go for next. And this is all satire. Like, it's completely humorous, sarcastic comedy, okay? So, people are just, like, making, like, stupid things like, oh, cards, because a king beats a queen, and that's sexist. Skinny lattes, because that's body shaming. Ladybugs, because we shouldn't assume their gender. Gyms and people who work out, because how dare you show off your body, workout routines, and anything else that makes me, other people, feel bad about their body. And then last but not least, this one's just do not even try it. Do not even come for them. Giraffes, because they're tall and skinny, which promotes unhealthy beauty standards. I had to stop.
Do not even come.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I will be.
That is
Mackenzie's
favorite.
Don't even try it. I had to stop after those five because I was like, I can't even. This is just too funny. But it literally is like
laughing. But that's really how ridiculous some of this shit sounds.
Right. Like me personally, like just taking like the jokes and the sarcasm aside, like I do feel like some aspects of cancel culture are toxic, and they can be toxic to like certain people's like mental health. And since we just did a mental health episode, I just kind of felt like it was a little relevant. So Kimberly Wilson, who is an evolutionary psychologist, she says that she believes shame played a role in our survival as like a human species. Once upon a time, doing something that got us expelled from our tribe would have been life-threatening. But while being ostracized from society for wrongdoings has been a risk throughout human history, and we've always rightly called attention to injustices, social media has given a rise to a particularly horrible form of mob justice that is degrading to our mental health.
Yeah.
In its current form, cancel culture is anonymous, fueled by a pack mentality, and intensely polarizing. It teaches us if someone does wrong, something wrong, or champions someone or something that we may not agree with, then we have to stop it and we must quit supporting them immediately. No gray areas are allowed. They're canceled.
Just going with what you said, there have been a lot of people calling to end cancel culture altogether. In a letter published in Harper's Magazine, more than 150 influential journalists and academics put their name to a paper which warns of the threat of ideological conformity and how we should put an end to it. The radicalization of cancel culture was restricting the free exchange of information and ideas, they warned, because if you say the wrong thing, you're canceled. It's just like we said, there have been a couple things that I'm like, yeah, whatever, get rid of it. You know, I don't want, if I have children, I don't want them seeing that. I don't want them reading this.
Right.
But the majority of it is so, is such a reach for me. I just feel like y'all need some hobbies or something. Like, really. Like, don't let the small things from 50 years ago upset you so much. You know?
Right.
And just like you said, there's so many people, they're canceled. These people are dead.
Why are we trying to rewrite history? Why don't we just, like, make a new, like, make a better future? Like, we can voice our opinion all day long. I feel like you can still have freedom of speech. But there's a right way to do it and a wrong way. Like, instead of, like, calling people out, it's, like, so publicly and shamefully and disgusting. Why don't you, I mean, if it's, you know, within relevance, like, you can't, like, go to Ellen's house and be like, hey, Ellen, like, let me just talk to you for a second. You know, that's different. But right. If you're, like, trying to call certain people out, why don't you, there's a way you can do that in, like, a loving, teaching way.
And how about instead of sitting behind our keyboards talking about old shit that's happened, how about we actually go outside and go do things that will change this
right
shit?
Like,
you're
yeah.
doing nothing from your keyboard, guys. You're doing nothing from your keyboard.
Yeah.
You got to go out. If you want to make a difference, then you need to look up ways to do that, period.
Like you said, get out and do something. Put it into action. If you are upset about something, figure out how you can change it or take steps to make it better. Don't sit behind your computer and just, like, mm-hmm. type about how much you hate it. And not, like, you typing, that's not really doing anything.
It's not. I mean, really, that's real shit. Like,
we're not against, like, freedom of speech. Obviously, social media is there. Everyone has a right to use it however they want to use it. But everyone's entitled to their opinion. If I think that you're just, like, complaining about nothing or whatever, then that's my opinion. If you feel like I'm too not this way or that way, that's your opinion. That's fine. If after this episode, if you can't guess our opinion on cancel culture, what are you doing? What are you listening to?
I'm telling you, it gets exhausting.
It
does. Really does. Some of it is black and white to me, and some of it is so gray. I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Like, this is, out of all the shit going on in the world, this is what we're worried about. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Let us know, like, what your thoughts on cancel culture are, because we want to know, like, our listeners, do if you disagree, tell us why. We're open to opinions, and we love to see your viewpoint or hear your viewpoint. You can leave us a voice message, and you can literally be able to hear your message on a future episode. And that link will be in the description box and the link in our Instagram bio, which is co.signpodcast. But guys, every week we will see you next Tuesday, your two favorite girls coming at you.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh.